This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I don't know if Max Muncy sucks. Sure would be nice if he kicked a couple of balls around tonight at third base, though. Welcome back to Gwen and Chris, hour number two, which is our final hour today. Ahead of our pregame show for Game 5 of the NLDS, Padres and Dodgers coming up. From Dodger Stadium tonight with Jesse Agler and Tony Gwynn Jr. on the call. We heard from Tony, of course, earlier in the show. He has got a lot to do, though, to get ready for the broadcast tonight. So he is off there at Dodger Stadium getting his stuff done. Matt Scraby is alongside here at the Odyssey Palace Studios. They did make a change tomorrow for Game 5 of the American League Division Series. Cleveland and Detroit were supposed to play at 5 o'clock tomorrow evening Pacific time. Instead, they're going to play at 10 o'clock in the morning tomorrow.
Our time.
I guess they're, our time, 10 a.m. They're expecting some weather in Cleveland tomorrow. So if you're a fan of that series, make a note. Tigers and could you imagine if you were like the biggest Tiger fan or Guardian fan ever? And I'm sure we have a few of them here in San Diego.
We're, I know. Well, I can
we're
think
a melting
of one right
pot
now.
Of you know people from all over the country. So could you imagine if you were a fan of one of those teams and you did what I like to do? You found out the game tomorrow was at 5 o'clock. You set your DVR for 5 o'clock. And then you kind of forgot about it and came home tomorrow night, you know, after being out all day at, I don't know, 6 o'clock, turned on your DVR to watch the game and found out they played it 7 hours earlier.
I have no sympathy for that person because
that would be quite the bummer.
If you're a big enough fan, you know what time the game starts.
You do, but
even if
right.
They change the time.
All right.
I do not like watching playoff games. I can't. Chris, you have to watch it live. You're jinxing
everybody. I'm not jinxing anything. All right, let's check in on a couple of other things. This is really the only game in town. Today, tonight, anywhere. There's really not a whole lot else. There's a couple of little college football games here and there, but
Maction.
maybe a little Maction, but nonetheless, Scraby, let's take a look at our board, as it were, in the Daily Gambit.
Do you like money?
I think about money a lot.
Do you like money without doing anything?
Winning.
Do you want to make money while watching sports?
I think Washington is immortal luck.
Washington! Woohoo!
If you answered yes, this is your segment. Just don't blame us when you lose.
Well, nothing is ever your fault.
It's your game. Take it.
Gwen and Chris go through the top bets of the day in The Daily Gambit on 97.3 The Fan.
Before we get into it, baseball coverage on 97.3 The Fan is presented by T-Mobile. Switch to T-Mobile and you can get tons of benefits and still save on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. Use their savings calculator to find out how at T-Mobile.com/switch. Please, everybody, gamble responsibly. I will just let everybody know I did not make a parlay going into this game because I did not want to be responsible for anything that happened in this game. So no parlays from me. We do have some bets to review from yesterday.
Why don't you bet on the Dodgers players to do something? We know
no, because
you could
I feel
jinx
like,
that into
nah,
existence.
I don't feel like it works that way.
All right.
The bad juju only goes against the team
it only
that
goes
you
against the team that you wanted
yes.
to. Okay, I got you.
49ers Seahawks over under 49 total points in the game last night. Chris said under, I said over. It went 11 points over.
Quite a bit over. Yeah.
Who had more passing yards, Brock Purdy or Geno Smith? You said Purdy, I said Geno Smith. Geno had more passing yards with 312. DK Metcalf, over under 64.5 receiving yards. Both of us went over. Both of us were wrong. He had 48 yards, but he had one long
plus
touchdown 70
yard
back.
Touchdown called back because some guy went in motion on the
Kenneth
other side
Walker
of the field.
Walker didn't even stop his motion. Yeah. It didn't matter for the play, but
that was a huge break for the Niners.
It was.
But I don't think it really would have mattered because I think you guys really outplayed Seattle for the most part last night.
I don't know.
All right.
James Madison were 8-point favorites over Coastal Carolina. Both of us picked the Bulldogs. Both of us were right. They won 39-7. Then you had the New York Liberty against the Minnesota Lynx. You chose Minnesota. The Liberty were 6-point favorites, and I chose the Liberty. The Liberty were up 18 points at one point, but the Lynx came back to win 95-93.
That was some game last night to start the WNBA Finals in overtime. Minnesota winning that game.
Yeah.
In New York, I think, was it 93?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it was a hell of a game. And so Minnesota, which has won championships before, takes the lead in the final series over in New York, that is still looking for their first ever WNBA title and has just lost home court advantage.
So boom. We'll see. Good we'll for see. You, Lynx.
Yeah.
Brianna Stewart and Collier were the who scored more in the game is what we bet on. I said Stewart. You said Collier. Collier did win, but she only won by 3 points, 21-18. So kind
they
of
they don't ask
scoring.
How many, Scraby. They just
I
ask
know.
How.
Yankees and the Royals last night over under 8 runs in the game. Both of us went over. Both of us were wrong. It was 4
total runs. Want
to
talk a little
runs.
Bit about that series in the next segment.
Okay. Then you had the I'm not kidding, Chris. In our notes, I put UHL versus Long Island, which is not what we bet on.
It was
UHL reminds me of a like a
but
shipping
there's no
company.
UHL. It's UHC. It's the Utah Hockey Club.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Club is spelled with a C.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is, Chris. Well, the UHC
yes.
against the New York Islanders. We
the
both chose.
Islanders. We took the Islanders. They let us down.
Yeah, the UHC won 5-4 in overtime. So.
Yeah. Utah off to a 2-0 start.
Yeah.
And I'm sure they're thrilling the hockey fans of Salt Lake
yeah.
City.
Oh, yeah.
People are probably dancing in the streets over there.
They're like, what's our name?
The
UHL?
Hockey club. No, it's not UHL. That's funny. All right, tonight, here's a couple of things to keep an eye on. If you are, not interested enough in the game already, Dodgers-Padres over under 8 runs tonight, Scrape.
Oh,
what you thinking? 8 runs total, of course, between the two teams. I'd love to see the Padres get 8 themselves, but
I feel like this is going to be a pretty low scoring game, so I'm going to go under.
Going to go under. It really does figure to be under, so I'll say over. Come on, guys, 7-2. Make it a little easy on us.
That would be nice.
Tomorrow, even though they're on the road, the Tigers are favored by 1.5 runs over the Guardians in Game 5. That's because Tarek Skubal is pitching for Detroit.
Mm.
I'm still taking Cleveland. I mean, you're going to give me the home team and you're going to give me 1.5? I'm going to take it. How about you?
I'm not going to take it.
You're going to go with Detroit.
Yeah.
Detroit. All right. Tarek Skubal, speaking of the great Tigers left-hander, 5.5 strikeouts over under tomorrow. 5.5. Seems kind of a paltry figure.
Yeah, I'm going to go over.
I'm going to go over also. All right, into some college football we go. The Red River rivalry game tomorrow.
Oklahoma.
Texas.
Oklahoma. Right?
Against Texas.
Okay, good.
Correct. Texas,
Quinn Ewers starting.
Texas is number one in the country. They're favored by 14.5 over Oklahoma. Scraby, who do you like here?
I have no idea what Oklahoma's all about this year, so I'm just going to take Texas.
All right. I have friends that are Oklahoma fans, and their kids go to Oklahoma. So I'm going to take Oklahoma.
Okay.
Wyoming is favored by 1 over Sean Lewis's San Diego State Aztecs tomorrow. You know where I'm going there.
Mm-hmm.
Although the game is in Laramie, it's a big challenge for the Aztecs. Young team, freshman quarterback. Going up there at altitude, trying to win on the road. But
you're going to hate me.
You're going to take Wyo?
I don't think the Aztecs win this game.
Wyo. Okay. I already hate you, so this doesn't matter. Ohio State. That didn't change anything.
No, it didn't.
No. Ohio State's on the road. Big game tomorrow. Number 2 versus number 3. Ohio State favored by 3 at Oregon. Game is at Oregon. This is one of those games where the conglomeration of all the conferences
yeah.
is kind of good
it's
because you're
off.
Getting these two teams playing each other.
Yes.
But, you know,
it's
and so
cool.
Right. So, but everybody says that, and then, you know, Minnesota plays Arizona State, and you're like, who cares?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Most of the time. But
that's
this is one that's pretty good. I think you're up. Ohio State minus three.
I'm going to go with... Autzen Stadium's pretty loud. I'm going to go with Oregon because I do not like Ohio State.
I'm going to go to Ahmad Rashad's alma mater.
Is that Ohio State?
No.
Oh.
Oregon.
I had no idea.
He was named Bobby Moore back then.
Oh.
Changed his name to Ahmad Rashad when he went into the NFL. That's and then
probably a good
became
idea.
Became famous. NHL tonight in Manitoba. The Winnipeg Jets are favored by a goal and a half over the Chicago Blackhawks.
Are the Blackhawks still terrible?
Yes, it looks like it. They lost their first game. I don't know. I'll say there's a carryover from last year. Okay. I'll take Winnipeg here.
You'll take the Jets. When yes. you're a Jet, you're a Jet.
All right.
I'm going to go with the Jets.
Jets as well. And one more, back to the WNBA, because game two is tomorrow in the WNBA Finals. Liberty and Lynx. I'm going to ask you to add this all up, Scraby. Oh, 162.5 points.
162.
Last
and
night
a
they
half
went points. 188, but it was in overtime. It's a lot of points for a WNBA game.
Over.
Going to go over. It's the finals. Both teams crack down tomorrow. It'll be under.
Under.
Okay. Well, hopefully we won't have a lot of time to discuss that on Monday.
We'll be celebrating.
Because we'll be celebrating a game two win over the Mets.
Oh, right? Yeah. That's, I mean, okay, so the schedule for yeah. us is yeah. if they make it to the NLCS, which they will, Monday.
We're on tomorrow. Well, first we're on tomorrow from 1 to 3.
Thank you.
If they win tonight, don't forget we're on tomorrow 1 to 3.
And Ben and Woods are on from 11 to 1.
Right, and then Monday the game would be at 1 o'clock.
Yes.
So we would come on after the game Monday.
Correct, after Sammy Love. Right. We would do our normal post game show.
Post game show on Monday. All right, so that's kind of the plan at hand. All right, when we come back, after we could check a little traffic here, because I, you know, if you're like me, you would not be still at work now. You would be starting to work your way home because the game starts soon, right?
Yeah.
Can't stay at work now. So let's give you some traffic. And then a little quick look at the controversy in the Yankees-Royals series last night. And we'll talk a little bit about that when Gwen and Chris comes back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, 319. Coming up at the bottom of the hour, our countdown of the top 10 victories in the history of San Diego sports, a list that hopefully will change after tonight. Padres with the NLDS. It's coming up. It's getting close. 4 o'clock, Sam Lovett's pregame show. 5:08, first pitch tonight. Right here. On 97.3 The Fan. Oh, do you have the clip that you wanted to play today from John Smoltz? Did you remember it? It's okay.
I did right now.
Yeah. Well,
yes,
it was just funny because somebody on Instagram posted this yesterday, and it was a question for John Smoltz. Of course, is the broadcaster, one of the broadcasters of the Dodgers and Padres series with Joe Davis. And Padre fans, of course, are like, God, I'm tired of these guys. They are so pro-Dodgers. Well, this question that came on this particular interview was, hey, John, why do you hate the Dodgers so much? And he laughed and answered it and said that this is always how it goes. 50% love you, 50% hate you. And to me, that's a good broadcast. Is what John Smoltz said. But I
here,
thought it was interesting.
I do have it actually now.
You want to play some of it? It was interesting because, you know, we all think that these guys are all for the Dodgers. The Dodger fans think these guys are all for the Padres. So it goes both ways.
Yeah. Now, if I could wear a shirt from now on, I don't want to make people feel this stupid. But they can't be this stupid. They just can't. They can't think that if I speak something, it's going to happen, right? Or that somehow we're in the booth rooting. It's every year. It's laughable. My job is to call a national broadcast that has no allegiance to anybody, but 50% of the country always think we're rooting for somebody else. And that is the definition of a good broadcast. They're used to their local broadcast.
Yep.
People lose their minds. They don't have a clue that that is not even close. And it's a reason I don't have social media.
All right, that's
a good thing for him not to have social media.
That was John Smoltz's answer to why do you hate the Dodgers? He would give the same answer, I'm sure, if somebody said, why do you hate the Padres?
Yep. So. I've never had a problem with John Smoltz.
I think he's good, but I know that Jesse and Tony are better.
Yes, they
and
are.
Tonight might be a night to listen to our guys.
Yes,
right,
I
here
agree.
On 97.3 The Fan.
And when they win, tune into 97.3 The Fan because Tony will be downstairs being sprayed with champagne.
He'll be down there in the locker room.
Sammy Lev will be there too.
Yeah,
he'll be doing his
post
game show.
Yes,
all that
you
stuff.
Definitely want to come. If you do watch the game, make sure you come here for any post game because we'll have it, you know, for like an hour and a half after the game. So make sure you make a note of that. Make a note of this as well. In case the Padres play the Yankees in the World Series, Jazz Chisholm's an idiot. He's just an idiot.
That's not where I thought you were going.
Jazz Chisholm, thank goodness, you know, like the Padres didn't, you know, think to pick a guy like that up. First of all, after the Royals win game two, he says they were just flat out lucky. And that's you just bulletin board stuff you don't need to say.
I'm not in on that.
And then yesterday, game four, Mikael Garcia of the Royals slides into second base. He actually, I thought, got tagged rather hard by Anthony Volpe, who was trying to catch the ball and apply a tag at the same time. I don't think Garcia meant anything. I don't think Volpe meant anything. It just was kind of a collision there at second base. Nobody said anything. Garcia got up. Volpe patted him on the butt. You know, good hustle, good play. And then over from third base came Jazz Chisholm to start yapping, and he started everything. And then, of course, the bench is empty and the bullpen's empty.
I don't know. Mikel Garcia was trying to show up Anthony Volpe because he kept standing next to him staring at
him. Disagree with you. Disagree with
he
you.
He sized them up.
Disagree with you. I thought it was
how
all
does that not
Jazz
tell you?
Chisholm.
How does that, if he
it's
was...
It's all Jazz Chisholm.
If you're not going to listen to other opinions, then I'm not going to fight you.
Good.
Because
no, I
wrong.
Just am not a Jazz Chisholm fan. Are
I know,
you, are you a
mean,
Jazz Chisholm fan?
Not necessarily, but I will say that Mikel Garcia did not
really
go to the dugout easily.
Well, Volpe, in applying the tag, did forearm shiv him to the neck. He wasn't attempting to do that, but he did do it in order to make the tag. If you look at this play over and over in the, you know, the instant replay and all that. So I think Mikel Garcia had a right to be a little bit upset for a couple of moments, which he was. And then I think he was ready to go off the field until Jazz, the instigator, intervened.
I also don't think it was good of Anthony Volpe to pat Garcia on the back as he was walking towards the
dugout.
He
was patting him on the back to say, hey, good play, good hustle.
I don't know about this.
Oh, you're okay. You're reading it wrong. I'm telling you, you're
look,
reading it
Chris,
wrong.
Chris, I'm going to put this on the YouTube
put it up
stream
for
quick,
people to look at and see what they think.
Because I swear to you.
All right, let me look at it again.
All right.
Put it on the stream?
I'm putting it on the YouTube stream. Right. Search 97.3 The Fan.
Let's see what you got here.
So this is after the actual
you know
slide.
That picture of Alex Morgan behind me is a sharp,
the sharp image?
Display. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Now I've added it to the stage, but here we go.
All right, this is after it's over. Why? No, but you didn't show the.
We were talking about the fight.
Yeah. Okay. He's walking. He had already started to walk off when he looked to his right because Chisholm came into the picture and started yapping. Watch.
Everybody, all these videos are like starting right after the play.
Yeah, what's going on here? He looks at Volpe for he looks at him for a second.
And they get stares at him right there.
Oh, God. He just looked at him.
Watch. Still staring. Still staring. Then he goes, and then he's like, hey, see you later, buddy.
And then he walks off, and then Chisholm comes in. Chisholm's an idiot.
Okay.
I'm not changing my opinion on that.
All right.
Well, that's if the Padres play the Yankees. I will say this. If the Padres get to the Yankees, There's going to be 100 storylines before Jazz Chisholm's an idiot.
I think
comes
you just closed
play.
Your camera, by the way.
No.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't mean to do that.
It's okay.
Now, it's here.
I will say that on. Jazz didn't help anything. I mean, if anything, yes. He
certainly wasn't a peacemaker.
He threw gasoline on a fire.
All right.
Which All right, I will agree.
Okay, there's somewhere we can agree to agree. So there. Okay, I'm back. But yeah, if the Padres can make it to the Yankees, I mean, first you've got the 1998 thing. You've got the Soto trade. You've got Michael King. You've got Higashioka. Jazz Chisholm's an idiot will be way down the line when it comes to storylines if that happens. By the way, I know in New York right now they're thinking not about Yankees Padres. Thinking about Yankees Mets. They got a chance for a Subway Series. It's the first time both teams have made the LCS since they played in the World Series in, I think it was 2000.
I will not watch that World Series.
I probably won't either. Yankees, by
Good.
The way, are
we
looking...
We agree on something else.
The Yankees, look, by the way, are looking to return to the World Series for the first time in 15 years. That may not sound like much, but that is the longest stretch in Yankee history. 15 years between World Series.
Oh, I'm so sad for them.
I know. I feel bad for the poor Yankees. All right. Padres, Dodgers, trying to stay alive. I'm just trying to stay not as nervous as I truly am. We'll take a break, and when we come back, we'll relive some of the great victories in the history of San Diego sports. Getting ready, hopefully, for another one tonight on 97.3 The Fan. Hi, welcome back to Gwen and Chris. Chrisello, Tony Gwynn Jr., of course, is 90 minutes away from the call with Jesse Agler for Game 5 of the NLDS. Matt Scravey alongside here at the Odyssey Palace Studios. Gwynn and Chris, 97.3 The Fan. If you're a fan of Mediterranean cuisine, good news for you. Try Spiro's in Coronado, La Jolla, or at Petco Park for dining and takeout options. Visit spiroscuisine.com. Don't forget the tzatziki sauce.
Is it tzatziki or tzatziki?
Tzatziki.
I love tzatziki
As far
sauce.
As I know, tzatziki.
I love it.
There might
I
be
love
somebody
it, Chris.
You like that.
I could eat gallons of it.
Really?
Yeah, love it so much.
Better than hummus.
Yes.
All right. Scraby and I, actually, I put most of this list together. Scraby found the highlights so that we could relive some of these great moments in San Diego sports history. The funny thing is, Scraby gave me a list of the highlights that you had, and it is so disappeared, it's not even funny. How it disappeared, I have no idea.
You haven't gotten up? You haven't thrown anything away?
No, that's what I mean. It's got to be here, and yet it's not. So we'll just try to fake it, make it till we fake it. Or
I'll give you a thumbs up.
I think it's fake it till you make it.
Yes, it is.
All right. Here's the list that I put together. Now, obviously, we have a great, huge game tonight, and if the Padres win it, it's probably going to be in contention for one of the greatest victories in San Diego sports history. Or you be the judge. Here is my list of the top 10 victories in San Diego sports history. Before I get started, a couple of best of the rest.
Oh, my goodness.
Sorry?
Chris, 10 is already too many.
Joe Musgrove's victory.
I cannot believe this is not on the list.
In 2022 against the Mets. Game 2 of the 1984 World Series, the Bavacqua home run. And for you old-time college football fans, San Diego State crushes Florida State back in 1977, 41-16, to announce their arrival on the Division I NCAA football scene. Those didn't make it. Here's what did make it. Number 10, Padres 7, Cubs 5, 1984 NLCS, Game 4.
Deep right field, way back, caught a gun back to the wall. Home run Garvey, and there will be tomorrow.
Yes, the iconic night for Steve Garvey, tying the game over and over again as the Padres avoided elimination against the Cubs en route to their first World Series. Number 9 on my all-time San Diego victory list, the 1963 AFL Championship game. I wasn't at it, Scraby, I know. But it's still the city's only major pro sports title.
Is it?
Yeah. Chargers 51, Boston Patriots 10. Sid Gilman's Bolts blew out the Pats behind Keith Lincoln. Over 200 total yards. Quarterback Tobin Rote threw a couple of touchdowns and ran for one. Why do you not consider it a major sports championship?
Because it wasn't the NFL.
The AFL was considered at that level at that time.
It doesn't
time.
Really matter what I think.
Right.
Right.
Number eight, it never does. When did you think that started?
Recently.
All right. Number eight, the 2023 NCAA Sweet 16, Aztec 71, Alabama 64. This is really one of my personal favorites. I know you'll never forget the
game, Scravy,
watching it with me down in Peoria.
I think this is what this clip isn't really a highlight, but I think it's what made Chris cry in the video that we did right after it.
All right.
Miller will hoist. And that is it. San Diego State has done it. For the first time in school history, they're going to the Elite Eight.
I might start crying again. Darion Trumell brought the Aztecs back from 9 points down as they toppled the tournament's number one seed, Alabama.
People are still mad at me for laughing at you that day.
I still think that was the greatest moment in Aztec history, but I got a couple of games that are above it, actually.
This is crazy.
Including number seven. I think the high point moment for Aztec football, 2016 Las Vegas Bowl. Aztecs 34, Houston 10, Donnell Pumphrey broke the NCAA's all-time rushing record. Rocky Long's defense, at the height of its powers, shut down Houston after falling behind early 10-0. I think it's the greatest season the Aztecs have ever had. At the Division I level, they finished 11-2.
Mm-hmm.
You think that one's too high?
If you know,
if you want criticism, you can.
I don't really want to because I feel like that's putting bad vibes out in the world, but...
Okay.
Everybody
does their own list.
I know. I can't believe that you didn't put the basketball stuff higher, is what I'm saying.
Well, I did, but it's not that one.
Okay.
Higher. Number six, 1998 NLCS Game 6 in Atlanta. The Padres go cross-country after losing Games 4 and 5 and clinch the pennant on this iconic Jerry Coleman call.
Here's the 1-1 pitch. It's on the way to Tucker. Drive left center field in the air. Coming on quickly. Finley. He's got it. And the Padres draped the National League flag around their shoulders for 1998. Behold, Tucker!
Why is it that everything from before 2020 sounds like it was 1912?
We didn't have the technology we have now.
Crazy to me.
Did not have the technology then that we have now. Number six on my list, Sterling Hitchcock was the hero with a brilliant pitching performance in Atlanta that night. Number five on my list of all-time San Diego victories, the 1981 AFC Divisional Playoff game, Chargers 41, Miami Dolphins 38 in overtime. Still, perhaps the greatest game in NFL history. Even though it was a Dolphin play, this is the most famous moment from that game.
Clock stop with 6 seconds to go.
Eight first downs, all passing. What are you going to do, make a nice four-yard gain in that position?
Hard throw.
Don Crickey on that call. The Dolphins worked the hook and ladder to get back in the game. But ultimately, Dan Fouts, Kellen Winslow, rallied the Chargers to a 41-38 overtime victory. One of the great games ever in history.
Someone asked if you were the one on the call with Jerry Coleman.
And what is it?
Strasburg ready to go.
All right, this is number four. It's more of a recent vintage, but I think we all had such an amazing feeling that night. The 2022 NLDS Game 4 in the rain at Petco Park.
2-2. Here's the pitch. Cronenworth swings, lines it into center field. That's a base hit. Kim will score. Here comes Soto. The throw from Thompson kicks off the mound and down to second. Cronenworth, a two-run single. And the Padres in front for the first time tonight. It's 5-3.
Yeah, it's pretty magical that night. I still
get chills. I can still remember that inning and everything that led
that inning,
into it.
Yeah. Oh, man. Remember, they were down 3-0 in that game.
They were.
And late in the ball game,
came back
to win it.
Why I thought the other night. I was like, okay, they're down 3-0. This is like kind of like game four from 2022.
A little deja vu. It didn't turn out that way. Great call by Jesse there. Jake had the hit off Alex Vesia, which could be a matchup tonight somewhere down the road. You never can tell. All right, here's my number three game in the history of San Diego sports.
Oh, no, let me look for this. I meant to look for this.
If you don't have it, it's okay. It's the 1984 NLCS Game 5 as the Padres beat the Cubs 6-3. The reason I chose this, a couple of reasons. One, it was a remarkable day to be a San Diego sports fan. And it was the first trip to the World Series. And you can never, I don't think you can ever beat your first time getting there. You know, you can do it again and again and again, but your first time you never forget. And it just so happened that Tony Gwynn had the what proved to be the game-winning RBI hit in the seventh inning.
Bound on the ball for a single to left field.
Hard! Sandberg over his head, a right center field base hit! One run will score! Mullen is slow getting it! Here comes Wiggins!
Place was going a little insane. You can almost hear it in the background,
yeah.
Despite the quality of that sound. Don Drysdale's call. Tony Gwynn, 2 RBI double, and the Padres took a 5-3 lead on that hit. Went on to beat the Cubs, get to their first World Series. I put that number three again. Maybe not as great of a game as some of the others in the actual game, but for the importance to this city, getting there was incredible. All right, what two games could be above that? Well, I think it's pretty simple, actually. This is the first of them. 2023 NCAA Final Four.
To shoot, taken on, a rope, and it's blocked. Pulled down by Mensah. They have the one timeout. Are they going to take it or not? They don't have the scorers on the floor. It's Butler with 2 seconds. He's got to put it up.
Can you just play that another 6 times? I mean, how many times have I heard it now? And I love it every time.
Know. You do love it.
I do love it.
I think that I still, I guess it goes in the top 10 if you can remember where you were when it happened. And I remember watching this game thinking, oh my gosh, he airballed it. Because the angle made it look like an airball.
Oh, you didn't think he made it?
And then it went, no, it made when it was going up. I thought maybe he missed it badly, but it swished. It was a perfect shot.
I thought it was going in all the way. Lamont Butler's iconic buzzer beater. Aztecs over Florida Atlantic, 72-71. And then the number one, and I might get a little flack for this, right? Because the team's no longer here, and I get it, and we hate them, and we'll hate them forever. But if you were anywhere near San Diego in 1994, nothing will ever beat the victory in Pittsburgh to win the AFC Championship.
Fourth down and goal from the 3. 3 wide receivers, John L. Williams in motion. Neil O'Donnell on a fourth down play to save the season to throw. Fire! And down! It was laid down at the goal line by San Diego! Stannis Gibson putting in a deep drop, got a hand on the football, and the Chargers have kept the Steelers out of the end zone on a fourth down.
Hacksaw!
That was him?
That's Hacksaw!
Really?
Yes, it is.
I did not recognize. Honestly, I'm not being a jokester.
You better be careful that you play that. He may charge you. He may send you a bill.
I didn't realize. Honestly, that didn't sound
yeah,
like him.
That's Hacksaw's call. Dennis Gibson's iconic play knocked down the ball. Here's another. First, I mean, they got to the Super Bowl. But it's one of the greatest moments in San Diego sports history, and it's not even a game. It's 70,000 people piling into Qualcomm Stadium to welcome the team back.
That's pretty crazy.
I mean, that was just so unbelievable. And, yeah, their only trip to the Super Bowl made number one for me. I know that I could get some flack because, like I said, the Chargers are no longer, you know, thought of in good terms around here.
Yeah,
but
I don't think that changes what happened in 1994.
I think you're fair to say that. So that was the list I put together. I hope it puts everybody in a little better mood and kind of relaxes everybody before we go right back into the pressure cooker later tonight.
Yeah.
Good job on the highlights, Gravy.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Wait a minute.
I got a text
nervous.
From Hacksaw. That'll be $500.
Oh, wow. Okay.
He's probably got it copyrighted. We may actually owe him $500.
Why didn't you tell me this before we played it?
I didn't hear it until you played it.
I mean, what highlight am I going to get?
I don't know. I thought maybe a TV call or something maybe existed somewhere. But
I thought that was the TV call, to be honest. It did not sound like Hacksaw to me.
That was good old Hacksaw. All
Kurt
right.
Kenny has an issue with your list, which I have an issue with Kurt Kenny.
Well, everybody's got an issue with the list. I mean, that's what lists are all about.
He's filing a protest right now against your list.
What's he upset with?
He thinks that Garvey, his home run
Garvey's
got to
be higher than 10. No, Garvey's number one.
Number one all time.
Number Can one I moment, say, the Garve?
You may have ruined that moment for me.
Because we played it so many times.
We talked about it and played it, but it is still a moment that lives in
time. It's an iconic moment. It's not better than the Chargers going to the Super Bowl. It got the Padres to a game 5 of the LCS. Got Garvey's number retired. I grant you that.
Yes, it did, which...
I'm not going to put it above all these other ones. I'm not. Kirk, make your own list. Send it in.
Oh, Air Coryell 79 says... Chris, that's the right call. That was definitely the biggest moment in San Diego sports history.
No, thank you.
Yes.
AC79.
I mean, it comes from Air Coryell, so I wonder where they're leaning.
Well, true. That's probably an old Charger fan.
No,
there.
I mean, hey, tonight we're going to get another Jesse
yes,
call.
Yes, the list may change tonight. Let's hope it does.
Yes.
Let's hope it does.
Yes.
All right, we now still have 15 minutes, so what are we going to
Let's talk about...
I'm so out of things to say about this game tonight. I have to be honest.
I'm not out of things.
I just want to play.
Because I do think that... Here, okay, so I took a little bit of heat on Twitter earlier today because I said it's a huge problem for the Dodgers that they have a $325 million pitcher that they signed in the offseason that they're not even sure if they wanted to start him tonight. Now, they are starting Yoshinobu Yamamoto, but the lack of confidence from the Dodgers management shows me that they are actually going to put him on a really short leash, and the Padres need to do damage against him early. But it doesn't, you know, it doesn't sound like they're very confident in this decision at all. It doesn't even sound like they wanted to start him.
No, I don't think they're confident. Again, we've talked about this part of it, and this is something you can kick around a little bit. But how much is that Dave Roberts' decision to start him tonight? And how much is it Andrew Friedman and front office and higher-ups saying, better use our $325 million man? Because I still think, both Craig and I agreed yesterday on the roundtable, we both agreed that the Dodgers would be kind of stupid not to just run it back and
with
do
the
bullpen game again. And I think that this will end up being kind of a bullpen game because I don't think Yamamoto will go very deep. I hope he doesn't. I hope the Padres get to him early. But I do get the feeling that Dave Roberts just can't wait to get to his bullpen. So if that's the case, why are we even bothering? You know, so
yeah, why take the chance? Because he hasn't. I mean, obviously he's a major league pitcher and he can be really good, but we haven't seen that from him against the Padres.
Well, we've seen it against a lot of other teams,
but not the
guys,
Padres.
No, not against the Padres. So let's hope for a similar result tonight.
Do you think that the bullpen game? Because I was talking to a friend about this, and we came to the conclusion that if they go to the same sort of bullpen game, that it will be better for the Padres because the Padres have already seen these arms and they've already kind of game planned against these arms.
You would think it would
be. And in the fifth game of a series, you've seen everybody at this point.
Yeah, but you know what? The Dodgers have seen Jason Adam and they've seen Tanner Scott and they've seen, you know, Suarez and they've seen all these guys plenty of time going back to the regular season. So I see what we're saying. You know, it sounds like you got an advantage, but the Dodgers have seen all our guys too. In the bullpen. The reason I think a bullpen game is tough is because, although it didn't come into play the other night, you got to have 8 guys all pitch well. If one guy has a night off, the whole chain collapses, you know, throws it all out of whack. So, you know, that's one thing to think about if you're the Dodgers.
It's a 5-game series. How it just doesn't seem like it's a good thing for the Dodgers whatsoever.
Well,
I'm just going to say that.
The answer will be in what happens, right? The proof will be in the pudding, as they say,
yes.
Tonight.
Yes.
All right. I said my pick to click was Xander Bogaerts. I gave my reasoning because he's a left-handed batter in the middle of – he's a right-handed batter in the middle of four lefties. So I think Bogaerts will get to see left-handed pitching and thereby have a great chance to do some big-time damage tonight. I hope he does. He's my pick to click. Tony, clicking on Luis Arraez.
It's a good one.
It's not a bad one. Look, Luis hit 150 points higher on the road than he did at home. So that's one thing. And he's been struggling in this. He's 3-for-18. So we need one of those 3-for-4 nights from him.
Yes.
Tony is hoping and expecting it. Who is your pick to click? We haven't got yours yet. Who are you going to put the kibosh on here?
The kibosh. I don't even want to say anyone.
I know. Don't say anybody.
Part of me wants to go with someone like Jake Cronenworth because he's already been legendary for the Padres, but I'm not going to go with Jake Cronenworth. I'm actually going to go with someone that we had on the show a little bit ago, David Peralta. I think David Peralta, he has the ability, and he's shown us this in this series already, he has the ability to change the game. He's hit a home run. He's had a couple runs batted in here. I think that was in game 3. So David Peralta is a massive pickup for the Padres and has been all season long. I really think that he could do some great things.
I think you're riding a long shot here. But
I am.
You know, it's not going to bother me if it works out. Of course, and none of us picked Fernando or Manny, which is, you know, good for the Padres because that just shows how deep this team is.
And we wanted to, like, kind of choose something that was maybe
I
want to
be right.
Worthy.
No, I want to be right.
Okay.
I want to be right.
See, I don't care if I'm not right and they still win. So, Adam put up this thing on Twitter, Chris. It says, what's the one word you use to describe how you feel right now to all the Padres fans out there?
Apprehensive.
Oh, that's okay. All right. That's a good one. I haven't seen that one yet.
Thank you. I got an
anxious. I got a couple confidence. I got hopeful. Nerve-sighted is one of them. Anxiety. Let's see. Nothing burger, impatient, nauseous.
Nothing burger.
Antsy.
What do you think nothing burger means? I'm non-pulsed?
I'm not nervous at all.
Not nervous at all.
Which
yeah.
is not
okay.
true.
Well, then you don't
everybody
care
is
enough.
Nervous. Edgy, queasy.
Queasy.
So unsettled, which I like that word.
Oh, that's a fair.
That's a
good one. Good one by that. Yeah, good choice there.
That is a really good one.
Poking a little fun at Dave Roberts.
We do have traffic, though, Chris.
Okay. Right, yes, get home safely. It's the only way you're going to be able to enjoy the game.
Exactly.
Right. So, all right, we got a few minutes left before we turn it over to Sam Lev and the Padre pregame show. Who else? Is Adam up there? I bet he is.
Yeah, I think he is. I actually don't know the answer
Adam
to that
Klug.
Question. I actually don't know, but I'm pretty sure he is. Why?
I don't know if he is.
I don't know if he is either.
Because the Jewish New Year is, was it today or yesterday? I think it's today or tomorrow. Somebody help me on the chat.
I'm not going anywhere.
Well,
yes, Katrina said Adam has Temple tonight. So, yes, it's tonight.
Okay. Anyway, it's going to be...
Well, we got Tony up there. He's going to be in the locker room if case they win, when they win. And we got Sam up there.
Sammy will be in the locker room when they win.
We got our guy Dave Marcus, who's going to put it all together. He's going to be mixing and matching and doing the ones and twos.
No, he'll be there.
We got Jesse Agler to walk us through some of this stuff. I really hope they're taking a picture on the field after the game, Chris. That means that one thing happened, which is a win.
The bottom line is when you game is over tonight, on if you watch on TV, definitely switch here to 97.3 The Fan for the post game because you're gonna get all that. And on TV, you know what post game you're going to get? Not Ken Rosenthal interviewing people. Right?
I guess so.
Isn't he still,
he's in
public
the dog
enemy
house.
Number one?
He's in the doghouse. I did see a video of a fan screaming at Ken Rosenthal to get out of San Diego, which I thought was a little much, but I'm not going to say that it's wrong to say that.
I know that Dodger fans are being warned tonight. Big story in the LA Times this morning about let's not repeat what we did in game 2.
Oh, that's what... The Dodger fans are being told?
Yes. People are saying, let's not repeat that performance.
I'm so happy that they finally came to their senses that you can't just throw things on the field.
Well, it doesn't mean they won't do it. It just means that there's people asking them not to.
Yeah, that's true. But I also think this team, it doesn't, I don't think it plays the villain role, but I think this Padres team loves playing in places where there's a ton of adversity. And they love playing on the road. They've been good on the road all year. They love shutting crowds up. I think they're built for this.
I hope so.
Some teams just aren't built to go on the road and win, but the Padres have been all season
long. I believe in every single facet that the Padres are going to win tonight. And I'm still worried because crazy stuff can happen in just one game.
Do we want to take a phone call real quick?
From?
Mario.
Okay.
Hello, Mario. How are you?
Hey, anticipation.
Anticipation. Okay.
Man. That's right. His word.
That's his word.
I got a final 9-2 Padres.
9-2 Padres.
Wow.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Goodness. Yes, sir.
Well, I'm not going to turn it down. Where are you watching the game, Mario?
You know what? Either I'm kind of going to go half and half. Half at my old lady's house and the other half at home. But I don't know which to go first. I think I'm going to go first at my house. And when they're winning, then I'll celebrate with her family at her house.
Ooh, I don't know. I mean, that kind of, if they're winning and you leave.
He's got it figured out. Let him do what he wants.
I got it figured out.
Okay.
He said 9-2. Yeah. It's not, by the time he leaves his house, it'll be at least a 6-run lead.
This is true. Thank you, Mario.
Right. All right, Mario. Good luck.
Have a good night. Anticipation,
good
Mario's word.
Anticipation. Yeah, he's not concerned at all.
I wish I had his concern. His
what was your word? I didn't hear your word.
Oh, my word will probably be eager.
Eager?
I'm just ready to get, like, that's the one thing about sports that stinks, is you have to wait sometimes for quite a long time, and time is moving very slow right now.
2 days for this game.
2 days.
Yeah. I think, Mike Schilt was ready to play it
2 days ago.
Wednesday night after the game was over.
He probably was. And
just, run back out there and play again right now. Especially since all the Dodger relievers would have been tired and wouldn't be able to come back in.
Yep, that's true, too.
Yeah. All right. Cleveland beat Detroit yesterday. Who do you like in Game 5? Scooble tomorrow?
I do like the Tigers.
Scooble.
Scooble, yes.
David Fry, though. Pinch hit. Pinch hit. Down by a run. Your season's in jeopardy. You had a 2-run homer to put your team ahead. Then you come up again in the 9th inning and you lay down a squeeze bunt for an insurance run that you need because the Tigers scored in the bottom of the 9th.
I think he said to the manager,
David Fry, nice game.
This is a loose quote, but he said to Stephen Vogt, yeah, I was a really good hitter in high school, so I did a lot of bunting, so I can do this.
That's what gave Vogt the idea to lay down the bunt?
Yes.
Let's pause for station identification quickly.
KWFN and KWFN HD1 San Diego.
Tony Gwynn Jr. here. Don't worry about missing Padres news. We'll update you on the latest on your way home. Gwynn and Chris, weekdays from 2 to 6 p.m. on 97.3 The Fan.
And Odyssey Sports Station.
Dexter, what's on your mind? My man.
Sorry, guys.
No problem.
Hey, so here's my take. My word is relax.
Relax.
Oh, hey, Aaron Rodgers is on the show.
Oh, hey, Aaron. How are you? Want some ayahuasca?
No. Yeah, I'll just be chilling in my teepee.
Yeah, okay, cool. That's a good way to watch the game tonight.
The reason being is because I want to send out positive energy. And if you can't do that when you're stressed and you're anxious and you're all wound up, but if you're relaxed and you're calm, you send your positive energy to the, out there, and it'll reach them. Because I think what's going to happen is they're going to, Yamamoto, I mean, yeah, they're going to cut him up 3 ways till Sunday. And then Doc Roberts isn't going to have an idea of what to do after that.
All right. So Dexter's actual word is relaxed, but I think a better word would be,
what does that mean?
It's like the meditation thing that, people do.
What?
Thanks, Dexter. Enjoy the game, buddy.
Thanks, Dexter.
I'm trying to just focus my strength inside.
Have you ever meditated?
But I usually just fall asleep.
That's
a problem that happens to me when I meditate. I just fall asleep. So I don't know that I really meditate because I'm, you know, I wake up 2 hours later.
Yeah.
That's not really meditating.
Meditating is actually a good kind of thing for people who stop drinking because it helps you to calm your mind a little bit and it helps you to reset a little bit.
Understood.
And hey, if you are drinking tonight, everybody, make sure you do it safely and make sure you do it responsibly. We don't want any bad things happening out there.
All right, don't forget the schedule tomorrow. Ben and Woods from 11 to 1. Scraby and I from 1 to 3. That's when the Padres win. We will be on special Saturday shows tomorrow to celebrate with all of you. Sunday at 5:15 will be the first pitch in Game 1 of the NLCS. Mets and hopefully Padres. And then Tuesday, 1:08 is the start. Not Tuesday, Monday. Sorry. Monday, 1:08 for game 2. So games 1 and 2 are Sunday and Monday. Sunday evening, Monday afternoon. Scraby, good job today.
You too.
And Tony, good job today. And Mike Schilt, good job today. David Peralta, good job today.
Go Praying Mantis.
The Praying Manti. The yes. Padres hoping that brings some good luck tonight.
Yes. Hope I talk to everybody tomorrow. That means we're doing good things.
We will talk to you tomorrow, everybody, at 1 o'clock. For now, sit back. Relax, Dexter says.
R-E-L-A-X.
And enjoy. Yes, enjoy the pregame show with Sam Levitt on 97.3 The Fan. Adios.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.